Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, all y'all. We're here every Saturday morning to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we're particularly honored this past week in a little road trip we took down to Tucson to be recognized as Pima County's best homeowner resource, according to the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice Awards. So thank you, Pima County homeowners, for taking the time of casting your vote. We work hard at that. And congratulations to all the other Rosie Certified partners down there that were recognized as best of the best. Omni Pools, West Coast Roofing, Joelle Kong. Realtor. Congratulations to you all. I had a great time down in Tucson staying at the Star Pass Resort, which is a beautiful setting. I mean, looking out that room, we had a little bitty Romeo balcony, just a little bitty one, just enough for two little chairs and a coffee table. But looking out to that southern-facing hill with the most plump forest of saguaro cacti that you could ever possibly imagine. And the green grass on a mountain made it look like a golf course.
None of it looked real. It was very beautiful.
It was really, really spectacular. I want to take just a couple minutes. So again, thank you, homeowners in Pima County, for recognizing Rosie on the House as the best homeowner resource in Pima County. Want to do a little follow-up. Several weeks ago, we went into a great amount of detail for monsoon preparation. And we were talking about surge protection and lightning protection, two separate things. Surge protection, if I could be king for one day, I would make it a law that every single one of you should have a surge protector on your house. It pays for itself in the equipment it saves. It's the most affordable insurance you can possibly buy, and it extends the life of every single electronic component in your house. The air conditioning compressors, the computers, the televisions, the stereo systems, anything that's electronic is being exposed to electronic surges constantly. And a surge protector stops all that, extending the life of virtually everything. Think of the money you've got invested in air conditioning compressors, refrigerator compressors, ovens, computers, big screen TVs, stereo sound systems. What do you have invested? How much would you pay to insure that and to extend the life of all of it? Would you pay $300 and know that it's taken care of forever? It's not anything you ever have to do again. It takes care of itself. That's surge protection. You cannot depend on a surge protector strip that you buy at the hardware store or at Staples or at the grocery store or the drugstore. Those are not sufficient to protect your equipment. Whole house surge protection. Very affordable. If I could be king for a day, I'd make it a law you had to do it. But don't worry, if I was king for a day, I'd eliminate a whole lot of other laws too. So this one is one you should do. You really should do it. Now, there's some confusion. Does that give my house lightning protection? And I want to be perfectly clear on this. No. Lightning protection is something completely different, and you won't get it done for $300 or $400 or $500. Lightning protection is going to be a couple $1,000s, generally speaking. And you have to ask yourself, why would I do it? Well, I will tell you, If you're one of the equestrian-owning Arizona homeowners, you ought to do it for all the animals in your yard. Because once you establish an air terminal lightning protection system on your house, it develops a cone, an umbrella of protection. It will protect everything in the vicinity. Your horses out underneath the stable in the mare motel, the dogs out in the backyard, all protected. So to be perfectly clear, you should all have surge protection. Contact a Rosie certified electrician in your neighborhood and get a quote. It goes on your electric panel and it protects everything inside your house. But it is not lightning protection. Two very different things. So I just wanted to clarify that because we covered it in a show about monsoon prep maybe a month ago. And we have received quite a bit of information or quite a bit of questions asking to clarify. People are contacting electricians and asking for both. And they come out and put a surge protector on and say, oh, well, now you don't need lightning protection. Well, a surge protector is not lightning protector. It's two completely separate things. On our little trip, it always reminds me to encourage people to get to RosieOnTheHouse.com, the only place on the planet you can register and win every month an Arizona staycation.
And we have some fun staycations, don't we?
We do. The feedback and testimonies we get from the families that go on them make it worth the whole effort.
And we had to have a break due to the current situation, so we're back at it.
And I got a chance to talk to Ronna Murray late on Friday. We'll have that next week.
And who is she?
Ronna went to Prescott.
Okay.
Staycation winner.
Okay.
And stayed at the Hacienda Inn.
Hacienda Inn is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there in the heart of all the activity. You're right there in the middle of town.
Very historic.
Very
lovely
historic.
Setting.
Yes.
Also, Little America.
Love Little America.
Was one of our trips that went out. Yeah, they've done some wonderful improving up there, and it's a wonderful setting. Get up out of the desert floor. And then we also have some great staycation products that we give. We try to find local food and local source things. Well, one of our recent ones that's just joined us is the American Mule. And you can find them at theamericanmule.com. And they've got beautiful copper cups, not only made in America, made in Arizona, right? And you can have them logoed, great Christmas gifts. Hey, guys, as you're starting to think about the holidays, shop local. These guys work hard. They have copper coasters, copper cups. They have a beautiful wooden tray with copper handles. Man, you can't go wrong. Also, Arizona.
Jennifer and her copper.
I'm a sucker for copper.
I would live in a copper house with copper floors, copper cabinets, and copper countertops.
It's one of the five C's.
If she could have her way. She loves her copper.
So anyway, yeah, I guess I was a little enthusiastic. It is good stuff. And then Arizona Highways also has a great gift store, all online right now. But, you know, you could give the magazine, you can give the calendar. They have great books about hiking and scenic drives and just beautiful photo books for the counter. And then also Arizona State Parks is one of our partners. We give away passes. So you guys that are often in that staycation basket as well.
Only one place to register. And it's our way of thanking you, the Arizona listeners, for staying tuned and letting us help you with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, register. You have to register every month. We draw a winner every single month. At the end of the month, we empty the basket, let it fill back up, and then draw a new name. So feel free, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Register for your Arizona staycation.
Quick PSA for any APS customers out there that are considering going solar and haven't pulled the trigger. Kyle Whitland of Sun Valley Solar Solutions is joining us to talk to us about what's going to happen here at the end of September. Kyle, you always keep your finger on the pulse of all things solar related and utilities related, and we've got some important information for anybody who's been sitting on the fence considering solar.
Yeah, the big news for September is that this is the last month that people can lock in at the current APS buyback rate. So APS gives you a credit for any excess solar energy that you send back to the grid. The credit is about to reduce, which will happen on October 1st. So you'll earn less money for your excess solar energy after September. So we're just letting people know to lock in they're interested in solar, it'd be best to lock in their contract before the end of September so that they can lock in today's current for the next 10 years.
And explain how that buyback works, because if you're not familiar with how the solar game works with the utility companies, you might think, well, I'm just getting paid back less for my buyback for excess power produced. But that excess power comes into play at the time you're not creating enough, correct?
That's correct. So when you are producing more solar energy than you're using, for example, if it's fall or spring and you're not really running the AC at full, then that excess energy, that excess solar energy that your solar panels produce goes back into the grid. APS gives you a credit for that excess energy that you see on the following month's bill. So that program is a big part of determining a solar ROI over time. Well, the amount of that credit will reduce on October 1st. Again, people can lock in for 10 years at the current rate, but they need to have that locked in before the end of September.
Now, APS deadline is the end of September, but it's not like you can just walk in and sign up your contract. This takes a little bit of planning, so you guys even have a deadline ahead of that to guarantee customers.
That's right. We're setting a deadline of September 20th, and that's because there is time that is required for us to produce the final drawings that need to be submitted and approved in order for the contract to be honored. So we need a little bit of time to do that, so we're asking for September 20th for people to get in touch with us so that we can get them locked in.
Is there a URL people can go on and enter their information so they can get a follow-up call next week?
www.sunvalleysolar.com.
If you're on the APS rate plan, you've got just a few more weeks to lock in a buyback rate that you're never going to get the opportunity to lock it in again. So, Kyle, thank you for taking a few minutes to help keep us up to date on this deadline. Sun Valley Solar Solutions, one more time that URL.
www.sunvalleysolar.com.